Spankings with the leather, with that razor strap. They called it the razor strap.
What's something that you drop a small knife on?
Most people call it strop.
That you sharpen your knife on?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good night, I think. What do you call it? Virgin?
Uh-huh.
What that you sharpen your knives on?
Wet rock.
Wet rock. That's right.
What's something bigger that you sharpen an axe or something on? Turn around. It's big.
I know what you're talking about. It has a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they call that. We didn't have one of those when I was little. We had, you just take a file and prop it on a block of wood of something and take your foot and hold it steady, and then you just took the file and sharpened your hoes and things with the file.
What's the name
for
that rock or grinding rock?
Grinding stone or grinding rock.
Something that children would play on. You take a board and you go up and down.
Jumping board we had a jump board that we jumped, that you stood on, and then a seesaw that you sat on, and then have you ever heard of a flying Jenny?
What was that like?
You cut a tree down, and you cut it about waist high, and then you carved it, whittled it in, and you left a little knob sticking up, like 4 inches. You know, you whittle that down and let that knob sticking up about 4 inches. And then you took another sapling tree, something, and bored a hole through the center, and you slipped it down on that notch that was up, you see, and you had a flying Jenny.
And around?
Yeah. And then you get on it, and somebody pushes you, and you just go round and round, and boy, you can go fast. You know, have it real long, and you can break limbs that way. Arms and legs, but we had that.
Was the jump board and the seesaw designed about the same way?
Uh-huh. Well, of course, your jump board was low. The seesaw, you try to make that as high as you could, as long as when you came down, your feet could touch the ground. And then, but on the jump board, usually wouldn't be over, a foot high. And it's according to how good you were at jumping. You didn't have it that high if you weren't very good, but if you were really good, boy, you could go high enough that you could see the top of the house, jump high enough to see the top of the house.
You saw some children playing on the seesaw. You said they were good.
Seesawing.
Have you ever seen anyone, something that is similar to the jump board, I guess, but it was fixed down at both ends, and children would jump up and down in the middle of the board? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, we never did anything like, never jumped on anything like that. Something like a trampoline, you mean? We never had anything like that.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing. Except you didn't put a seat, you put an old tire, an old car tire, or something like that. We have one in our backyard for our grandchildren right now, and they just, we made it, like we had when we were kids, and they love that thing.
Inside the tire of the car, you'd have the inner
tube.
And something you carry coal in.
Coal in?
Uh-huh.
We never used coal.
Do you ever see anything used for carrying it?
No, just a bucket. We'd say coal bucket, I imagine. That's what we'd.
The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is called
the stove to the chimney.
Yeah.
Stove pipe.
And something that, if you want to move bricks or something heavy like that.
Wheelbarrow.
Huh?
In a wheelbarrow?
Any
usually.
Any other name for wheelbarrow? What about Georgia bunny? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And